Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen, the show where we look at what you can watch, whether it be on the big screen or the little screen, or in this instance, it was a big hitter from last year on the big screen, and now it is available on our small screens. I'm Kat Cullen, I'm joined by Susie Lyon. We're going to have a look at the Barbie movie, if you haven't caught it already, or maybe you have and you just need to watch it again. Susie, give us a reminder.
G'day, Kat. Yeah, I love it when these big movies finally make it to streaming, because if you've seen it at the cinema, you can then enjoy it again in the comfort of your own home. And just in time for Valentine's Day is this pink-tastic tale of Barbie and her adventures in Barbie Land. And if you haven't heard by now, Barbie was a huge hit in 2023 and you can stream it at home. So stereotypical Barbie and her Barbie friends reside in Barbie Land. That's a lot of Barbies, where every day is perfect. But when Barbie starts experiencing odd things in her life, like flat feet, sour milk, and thoughts of death, she realizes something is wrong. Her real life owner is feeling things that are having a knock-on effect on Barbie, and she must go to the real world, find her real life owner and fix things. Of course, Ken has to join her for the adventure and discovers the patriarchy, much to the detriment of Barbie Land.
Let's have a quick snippet from the Barbie movie, just in case you need a little reminder.
This is the best day ever.
It is the best day ever. So is yesterday, and so is tomorrow, and every day from now until forever. Yes! Do you guys ever think about dying?
When my heart breaks.
Some things have been happening that might be related.
When my world shakes.
Cold shower.
Ooh.
Falling off my roof.
Ah!
And my heels are on the ground.
Flat feet!
I think it's the only movie I've ever seen where there was a round of applause mid-movie. This movie was everything that I wanted the Barbie movie to be, quite frankly.
I know. Me too. I thought it was really good. And this movie certainly made waves. So from the first shots of Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling in full Barbie getup to the hordes of people seeing the film wearing pink, me included, it has smashed records, won awards, and of course it caused controversy as well. It made $1.446 billion worldwide in box office sales. It became the highest grossing live action comedy of all time. The previous owner of that record was actually The Hangover Part 2. I mean, I don't even understand how that was holding the record, but it was. So Ryan Gosling and America Ferrara have been nominated for an Oscar. And while Margot and director Greta Gerwig were snubbed, they have nabbed many awards for their roles starring and directing this fun movie.
Even the soundtrack was huge.
Oh my gosh, it was massive. The movie generated so many pop hits last year. So if you haven't actually seen the movie, you've definitely heard all the songs on the radio. They were especially written for the film from big names like Nicki Minaj, Charlie XCX, Dua Lipa, Billie Eilish. That's just to name a few of the really big names in this one. Ryan Gosling sings I'm Just Ken. That's a song highlight for me. Some older songs also feature in the film, such as Matchbox 20's Push and Indigo Girls' Closer to Fine. I think it's a banger of a soundtrack and definitely worth a listen.
Yeah, and also Ryan Gosling's I'm Just Ken released a Christmas version, which was absolutely golden. You can find that on YouTube should you need a bit more of that in your life. And oh, so it's now available on our small screen. But where, Susie? Where can we watch it?
It is absolutely available on your small screen and you can watch it on Sky Show, and that is from Valentine's Day. Ooh, love.
All right, nice one, very romantic. As if that wasn't enough.
Ooh.
All right, ba-bum. Then there's another great show that's out on Apple TV. This is a drama all about fashion.
Yes, this one is called The New Look. It is also out on Valentine's Day. It is a new drama series and it's coming to Apple TV. It's going to have lots of names you're going to recognize, not just the actors, but also who they're playing. The show is about how Christian Dior and his contemporaries, including Coco Chanel, Cristobal Balenciaga, and Pierre Balmain, navigated the horrors of World War II and created modern fashion.
Let's have a quick snippet to the trailer of this one, see if you can recognize some of the voices.
Parisian couture could influence how thousands of ordinary women dream and live.
Christian Dior ruined French couture, and I'm coming back to save it.
The legend of Coco Chanel
If people only knew.
So some stars in this one.
Yeah, we've got Ben Mendelsohn, John Malkovich and Juliette Binoche star in this series with season two already in production. So I think it's going to be a hit.
I think it's going to be a big one. And obviously, it's a fascinating story about these brands that are still so enormous. We hear about them, but actually how they came to be the brands that we know today. So that one is The New Look. It is on Apple TV on our small screen again and out this week. So we took a look at, as I say, The New Look on Apple TV and the Barbie movie, or just Barbie, out on Sky Show this week. Make sure you catch them. Susie Lyon, thank you so much for telling us all about what you can watch this week on the small screen.
You are welcome, Kat. Enjoy the small screen this week.
Big screen, little screen, sponsored by Sky Show from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.